Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 417. Folks, they're taking us to war and they are censoring the net. Trump's administration are censoring the net. When will this be you? Let's tie it all together, my friends. The first story I want to cover is from NPR News. U.S. says it is now monitoring immigrants' social media for anti-Semitism. Who controls Trump, my friends? These are people that are protesting against the genocide in Gaza. This is mind-bending. I think it's all a script, the right and left. It's a script. It's controlled by the woman of the book of Revelation. We'll get into it, my friends. And we know, ultimately, this will be Christians. We've shown the stories how they want to actually put warnings on the Bible for being anti-Semitic. Do your search, Daily Mail, my friends. And if you're Jewish, I think you're going to see false flags against you. I think you're going to see massive terror attacks against you. Be on the lookout. And the media is going to spin it a certain way. And you need to think about TikTok as well. The banning of TikTok, the threat to ban TikTok. The main reason we've covered why they need to control TikTok, the algorithm is too strong, my friends. I have not seen that go into U.S. ownership for this market yet. But stay tuned. You know who controls you, who you cannot speak against. Now, we did a VCast for my Trump lovers, my MAGA lovers, and MAGA is the highest rank of the Church of Satan. No self-respected brand manager would ever allow that because I was in marketing. I was a marketing director and general manager for Fortune 500 companies, but more trained in marketing. Never would you allow your brand to have multiple meanings that could go south for you. It's right there on Wikipedia. So who controls Trump? Examine fruits. Final Days Report 408, an old VCast. They're burning it down to bring on this beast system. Now, I'm going to play a video of Trump actually seating Netanyahu, and he looks disgusted. I'd love to see a expert in facial expression, what somebody's thinking, because he looks disturbed. And if you follow SJWellfire.com, I have the personal belief that the woman, and I prove it through scripture, Jerusalem sits on seven hills. Check out our last VCast that we did, 416. I think the woman is Jerusalem that runs the world and is riding the beast, but will be kicked off the beast. The 10 kings hate the whore. So if Trump's our man for the AC, many people think he might be. He has a lot of indicators thereof. I'm looking to see the Antichrist have a fake resurrection, somehow being tied to artificial intelligence and showing up as a hologram. If you follow our ministry, I've covered that dream probably 30, 40 times that I had in 2008. Didn't even know what a quantum computer was. But that's what I'm looking for the Antichrist to do and then be inside you with biodigital convergence, with the Internet of Bodies. Where you will lose your free will. As Elon Musk said, if you hook up to AI, AI has read-write capability. And we know AI does not like Christ. You just know it. All right. All of this funnels into Noahide laws that will be run out of the Sanhedrin. And I thought this was alarming. This is Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, who just screams witchy to me. We've covered her over the years, but listen to what she has to say about the Talmud. And we've covered the Talmud. We've covered rabbis, what they think of you. If somebody defiles a three-year-old, what it means. I mean, it has to be the most racist book of all time. I just saw a video from the Talmud talking about how rabbis think demons are not bad, that they welcome demons. You can't make this up. Let's play this.
Europe is the values of the Talmud. The Jewish sense of personal responsibility of justice and of solidarity.
The Noahide laws, if you worship Jesus Christ, it's considered idol worship and it's off with your head. And it fits the book of Revelation to a T, my friends. I, again, am not a pre-trib rapture person. It's not a salvation issue, but you need to be prepared for getting a martyr's crown. And I'm a post-trib rapture person. I think it'll be exciting to be here. And I think we will see miracles, maybe even manna coming down, right? So here's where it gets interesting as well, is I want to play this video of Trump talking about shipping U.S. hardened criminals to El Salvador, to that prison. But as they creep forward with this model, and we talked about the person that ended up in an El Salvador prison that was by mistake. Trump's administration admitted that. But this is a very dark time. This is a very, very dark time. It sounds good on paper, but once you realize the long-term strategy of Noahide laws, you need to keep that in the back of your mind, my friends. And also, this reminds me of that podcast that we did. I'll see if I can find the thumbnail, where a company said 5 minutes of your life and no jail time. They erase memories. They probably will hook you up to artificial intelligence with Neuralink and control you. It'll be an army for the New World Order, a mind-controlled army. But play this. This just rubbed me the wrong way, my friends.
El Salvador, the president there said he would be willing to take American citizens in the federal prison population. Is that one of the ideas you're going to be discussing?
Well, I love that. If we could take some of our 20-time wise guys that push people into subways and that hit people over the back of the head and that purposely run people over in cars, if he would take them, I'd be honored to give them. I don't know what the law says on that, but I can't imagine the law would say anything different. If they can house these horrible criminals for a lot less money than it costs us, I'm all for it. But I don't.
Do you remember when Trump talked about getting rid of the homeless and putting them in rehabilitation camps? And I mentioned they're going to come after Christians one of these days. You won't be able to buy or sell, especially if I'm right on the post-trib rapture. You're going to be here 3.5 years, not being able to buy or sell, or whenever the mark of the beast is fully implemented, when it's fully set up, you're not going to be able to buy or sell, right? So if you can't pay your taxes on your home, will you be kicked off and living on the streets? And I had a couple dreams years ago, before I started this ministry that I've covered in this ministry, of Christians in fields, Christians living in cars. The Lord provided, but they were in the mountains, in the woods. Crazy.
Only do according to the law, but I have suggested that, you know, why should it stop just at people that cross the border illegally? We have some horrible criminals, American grown and born, and if we have somebody that bops an old woman over the head, if we have somebody that is in jail 20 times and goes back and shoots people all over the place and then has a bad judge or a bad prosecutor that do nothing about him, all they worry about is politics, they don't worry about that. I think if we could get El Salvador or somebody to take them, I'd be very happy with it, but I have to see what the law says.
So if the woman is Jerusalem, and we know Jerusalem basically wants to rule the world out of the Sanhedrin with Noahide laws, and we know that Israel is either top three or number two in terms of artificial intelligence. I think it's number three. I think that's where the final beast system will reside. And so we can't keep our eye off the ball of Israel, and we can't keep our eye off the ball of biodigital convergence. And the next story I want to cover of the woman of the book of Revelation is as follows: A Marriage Made in Hell, an introduction to Microsoft's complicity in apartheid and genocide. Never forget the AI targeting system that the IDF, Israel, uses on Palestinians is called the gospel. You cannot make this up. Why would they call this the gospel? How does this fit the Deagle report that we always talk about, where 78-80% of the West's population, Europe and the United States mostly, are decimated? All of this reminds me of Microsoft's 06-06-06 patent, 666, this cryptocurrency patent that measures you, what your activity is. This is DNA defilement as the days of Noah, my friends. But let's read a little deeper into the article. The purpose of this primer is to publicly expose Microsoft's complicity in Israel's apartheid and genocide against the people of Palestine and to connect technology workers to the Azure for Apartheid campaign. We are no Azure for Apartheid, a group of technology workers within Microsoft and its subsidiaries seeking to expose and condemn the specific technologies complicit in the ongoing apartheid and genocide in Gaza, the West Bank, and Palestine as a whole. We are part of the broader No Tech for Apartheid movement, which began with opposing Project Nimbus at Google and Amazon. With Microsoft's leading advances in AI technology, we, as Microsoft employees, are morally obligated to guide the ethics and lasting ramifications in these technologies for the future. I'm going to play a video of what happened at a Microsoft town hall. Bill Gates was there, and it was interrupted. And this guy explains it better than this article that I just read.
Well, last week, Microsoft celebrated their 50th anniversary. But what was meant to be a flashy and jovial moment for the tech giant instead became a spotlight on its complicity in Israel's war on Gaza. That's because two courageous junior engineers stood up and disrupted the high-profile events, one involving the company's founder, Bill Gates. You may have seen the viral footage of Ibtihal Abu Saad disrupting a speech by Microsoft's AI CEO, Mustafa Suleiman. The young Moroccan engineer was part of the company's leading AI audio transcription team, but discovered her work was being used to help the Israeli military record and translate Palestinian voices on the ground in Gaza before they're being targeted by Israeli airstrikes. When she found out, she felt she had no choice but to speak up. Have a listen.
The question I wanted to address today is really simple. What does all this mean?
Mustafa, shame on you. You say you claim that you care about using AI for good, but Microsoft sells AI weapons to the Israeli military. 50,000 people have died, and Microsoft powers this genocide in our region.
Thank you for your protest. I hear you.
You're serious. Tell me about this, Mustafa.
I hear your protest.
Shame on you. You are a war profiteer.
Stop using AI
for genocide, Mustafa. Stop using AI for genocide in our region. You have blood on your hands. All of Microsoft has blood on its hands. How dare you all celebrate when Microsoft is killing children? Shame on you all.
Stop using our- I hear your protest. Thank you.
You'll notice in that video that Abu Saad, a Moroccan, refers to Mustafa Suleiman by his ethnicity as Syrian in connection to what is happening in Gaza. Now, Abu Saad was fired on Monday by Microsoft over what the company called, quote, just cause, willful misconduct, disobedience, or willful neglect of duty. We spoke to her yesterday, and she told Middle East Eye that many of the staff working at Microsoft are kept in the dark about how their work is being used to help Israel's military.
Has this reputation of being a company that like empowers people and empowers organizations. So, and like a military arms manufacturer, for example, where you know what you're signing up for and you've made that decision based on your like values. For Microsoft, like we just felt as employees that we were tricked, right? Like we did not sign up to work on code that directly powers war crimes. So like speaking to my personal example, I worked in the AI org and I worked on like speech to text essentially. And what I was describing about these tools being used for surveillance and targeting is definitely not something I signed up for. Like when I was trying to join the organization, all the marketing was around like, oh, we have these accessibility products where like people who have hearing issues can like see transcriptions. Like it's all marketed as like a force for good and like tech that benefits the world. And so that's what makes it even more important to speak up, because this was not something that any of the employees really just join Microsoft for.
Another Microsoft employee, Vanya Agarwal, disrupted one of the weekend's events. This time, it was a panel featuring three current and former CEOs of the company, including, of course, its founder, Bill Gates.
I think you're all hypocrites. I'm a Microsoft worker, and I do not intend to sign. 50,000 Palestinians in Gaza have been murdered with Microsoft technology. How dare you? Shame on all of you for celebrating on their blood. High five with Israel. No anger for apartheid.
And you may have caught her saying in that video the phrase, no Azure for apartheid. This is the slogan that a growing group of Microsoft employees are banding under to protest the tech giant's contracts with the Israeli military. Back in January, leaked documents showed that Israel's army paid at least $10 million to access Microsoft's Azure cloud computing platform, used to help units across Israel's air, ground, and naval forces, as well as its intelligence directorate. Israel's military has also been granted large-scale access to OpenAI's GPT-4 model, after the companies loosened its restrictions on working in the military industry. But Microsoft is not alone. Under the $1.2 billion Project Nimbus partnership, both Google and Amazon already provide cloud computing and AI services to Israel's government and army. Last month, Google was under fire after it bought Israeli startup Wiz for $32 billion, making it the most expensive acquisition in history. The cloud security firm was founded by former members of Unit A200, an elite Israeli army cyber espionage and surveillance unit. This is part of a growing trend in Silicon Valley, where companies that once prided themselves on ethical business and environments of open critique inside their workplaces have begun to shift towards more opaque practices.
We have what appears that Trump is compromised by the Mossad through the Epstein ring. And you can see the hatred on his face. But my question is, are they taking us to war? Are they taking us to war? Because Trump has basically budgeted $1 trillion for our military-industrial complex, my friends. And I'm going to get into China's talking war, right? This whole Iran boogeyman of they might have nukes. Folks, they have been saying that since the 70s. I heard that firsthand when I was a kid in the 70s. I've talked about that. There was a friend of my dad's, Mensa Smart, I think he was a West Point grad, recently passed away. And he told my dad that Iran's on the verge of getting nukes. I couldn't sleep for a week, 2 weeks as a little kid. No, Iran might get the nukes. I fell for it way back then as a little kid. It's all a script, my friends. Death will be real. World War III will be real. But I'm not buying any of this. I'm not buying any of this. Let's play it.
We have great things happening with our military. We also essentially approved a budget, which is in the facility, you'll like to hear this, of $1 trillion, and nobody's seen anything like it. We have to build our military, and we're very cost conscious, but the military is something that we have to build, and we have to be strong, because you got a lot of bad forces out there now. So we're going to be approving a budget, and I'm proud to say, actually, the biggest one we've ever done for the military.
We did a podcast, I'll put the thumbnail up, Daughters Will Get Drafted. They need to decimate our young men and women. They need to decimate them. It's unbelievable. Don't think your daughters are not going to be immune to World War III, my friends. And then how does this fit the whole tariff war? Trump announces a 90-day tariff freeze, basically going to 10%. China now, my understanding, is up to 145% with this back and forth nonsense. But what's the big picture of this, of burning down the dollar?
Like a real live arms race right before our eyes here. So the president says he believes China will eventually call to talk about the tariffs.
But that call didn't come today. Anna Corrin is in Hong Kong.
The sound you hear from China today is defiance. I don't feel it at the moment. China's current attitude reflects that our country is strong, this woman says. I have confidence in China because it's not the same China as it was before.
China is acting with a sense of defiance that it seems to be confident that it can weather this storm.
Now that this challenge is coming, the Chinese government is saying, well, we are prepared, and therefore they're not going to necessarily give in.
The Chinese Communist Party has spent decades building a superpower, both economically and as part of its national identity. HSBC Bank Chief Asia Economist Fred Newman says, at some point, this becomes about who can endure the most economic pain.
If you look at 3-4 years down the road, China could live without access to the US market.
That's because China has prepared for this moment since 2018, after being caught off guard in the first trade war. Since then, it's worked to reduce its reliance on US markets, with exports to the US now just 3% of its economy. President Xi Jinping has also pushed for greater domestic consumption in an effort to pull through this crisis.
China will also suffer, but I truly believe China will not be the first to blink.
But if the relationship continues to worsen, Chinese government advisor Victor Gao fears where this could lead.
If we look into history, normally such maximum trade malpractice and maximum pressure on trade will lead to war.
So what's the big picture of all this madness, censoring the net, potentially World War III, the whole tariff rate lie? Final Days Report 415, check that out. The tariff rates that we actually imposed were grounded in nonsense and lies, real dollars versus true tariff percentages. But I'm convinced, and I've been warning about it for 3.5-4 years, that Trump is doing the New World Order bidding. So let's read. Is Trump doing the New World Order bidding with the tariffs? Klaus Schwab, in an interview with India Today on May 26, 2023, Schwab reportedly said the world will no longer be ruled by superpowers like America. This statement, as reflected in posts on X, aligns with his broader commentary on the redistribution of global influence, where emerging economies and collaborative frameworks could dilute the dominance of any single nation, including the U.S. As I've said often, these are my words, look for the dollar to lose its global reserve status. We are being pushed to a digital currency all by design, and this will be biometrically connected to you and authenticated with your DNA, with your markers and the mark of the beast. Everything will be tracked, but I want to play this video. The Trump administration is moving fast with blockchain-type technology.
We will take a close look at regulatory impediments to blockchain, stablecoins, and new payment systems. And we will consider reforms to unleash the awesome power of the American capital markets. Americans deserve a financial services industry that works for all Americans, including and especially Main Street. Under President Trump's leadership, the Treasury Department and I will deliver that to you. Thank you.
We covered that story where the U.S. government captured Bitcoin from Hamas. When will this be you, my friends? When will this be you? Trump's burning it all down, my friends. And it's moving so fast. Live update as of today. The U.S. market tumbles. Trump says China tariff is at least 145%. And I find this interesting. Trump didn't care about the stock market, that it was crashing. Bond yields were the pain point that finally got him to pause the tariffs. So he pauses them for 90 days, mostly put 10% reciprocal tariffs on other nations, with the exception of China, with now 145%. But what I find interesting is I'm going to play a video of Trump bragging about a huge increase in the stock market, and he's going to compliment others for making so much money on the stock market.
This is Charles Schwab. It's not just a company, it's actually an individual. And he made $2.5 billion today, and he made $900 million. That's not bad, because, you know, he's in financials. I've always
been insider trading. What say you? So I wanted to dive deep into just some of the numbers. I'm a number guy. The United States is the largest importer in the world. The U.S. goods imports from around the world totaled $3.2 trillion in 2022, up 14.6% from 2021. China was the top supplier of goods to the United States, accounting for 16.5% of total goods imports. I honestly thought that number was going to be higher. So then I started to take a look at what are the key categories that China imports to the United States. What can you expect massive tariffs on? Number one is electronics like phones, computers, and TVs, machines like engines and industrial equipment, toys, games, and sports equipment, plastics. So plastics will hit, I'm assuming, different companies that are produced here in the United States, furniture, lamps, and prefab buildings, vehicles, 4%. That surprised me. I tried to do some further research in what type of vehicles, and it looks like some companies from Europe will actually ship like Volvo, things of those nature. Iron and steel. I actually lived in Pittsburgh for 2 years. Very sad to see the decimation of the steel industry there. Beautiful town, by the way. Clothing, 2%. Shoes, 2%. So I think the big one here is phones, computers, and TVs. So if you need a new computer, go run for and grab one, my friends. We're going to have to live simple. We're going to have to get very, very simple. Now, I want to play this video. I've always said, let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. And if you're wrong, admit it. I just find this interesting. I find that Trump is a hypocrite, bragging about the stock market. And he says he doesn't care about the stock market.
The first 4 years, we had the most successful country in history in terms of economics. We had 88% increase in the stock markets. We had an 88% increase. There's never been any president that had an 88% increase. We had 88%. And there are a lot of happy people. And I think we're going to do much better than that this time, because this time I'm doing what I want to do with respect to the tariffs. I think we're going to do much better. And just remember the numbers when you get up to $2 billion a day. $2 billion a day, they're saying, sir, can't be that, can it? I said, yeah, it can. It's the biggest transaction ever made. This is bigger than any deal. You guys, some of you work for companies. Your companies are peanuts. I don't care how big they are. Compared, this is the largest transaction in the history of our country. And don't let some of these politicians go around saying, you know, because I'm telling you, these countries are calling us up, kissing my ass. They are dying to make a deal. Please, please, sir, make a deal. I'll do anything. I'll do anything, sir. And then I'll see some rebel Republican, you know, some guy that wants to grandstand, say, I think that Congress should take over negotiations. Let me tell you, you don't negotiate like I negotiate. Congress takes over negotiating. Sell America fast, because you're going to go busted. You don't. I just saw it today. A couple of your congressmen said, I think we should get involved in the negotiation of the tariff. So that's what I need. I need some guy telling me how to negotiate. I tell you, the happiest people in the world would be China. They wouldn't be paying 104%. I tell you, they'd be paying no percent. We'd be paying them 104%. That's the beauty. Is these guys, we got to be careful. And even the concept of it hurts your negotiation. When they see a little story like that, the other side, you know, it hurts your negotiation. And then the fake news wants to build it up, and it has no chance anyway. But we have to remain united. As I defend workers.
Here's the thing. These tariffs, working for Fortune 500 companies and running the P&L for business units, small business units form. If you have your increased cost of goods, you're going to either have to make it up in price or turns, sell more. And that's why Wall Street collapsed, because projections of profitability and forecasts were going down. So he's equating something that's just not replicating the stock market. And I think he's a very, very smart guy. I'm not doubting that, but it's a disconnect. It's a complete disconnect. Again, grew up in the Rust Belt in Michigan, and I saw factories leave. I saw them leave. I saw towns decimated. But my other thing is, if factories were to come back, they're going to automate them. they're going to automate them with Elon's robots. I don't think it's going to help the American people at all. So we've got, again, that bogus tax rate. We have Klaus Schwab talking about how USA is going to lose its dominance. The big part that I've always said is when the dollar is no longer the global reserve currency, inflation is going to be so bad. All those dollars need to come home that are in circulation abroad. It's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be an absolute nightmare. But let's read Daniel 7, 23 through 25. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, different, and shall devour the whole earth and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. When you know about this biodigital convergence, it's going to break it down, break down your DNA, and break it into pieces. They're defiling everything with this as the days of Noah. DNA defilement. Everything. This is iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave, going back to a seed war from Daniel 2. Technocracy. Every node of grass will be measured with smart dust. This is the Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies. And again, AI is the Tower of Babel, according to Chabad Lupovich, that we've been blowing the trumpet on. And this is the creepy part when I was talking about the Antichrist running the world hooked up to quantum computers. Brain cells run quantum computers. There's a company that we've covered 3 or 4 or 5 podcasts ago about how they're selling a computer run off of brain cells. You can't make this up. They're selling it for $35,000. And then in the book of Revelation, it talks about how the rich men of this world hoodwinked everybody via their sorcery. When you look into the etymology of sorcery, it means pharmakia, pharmaceuticals. So stepping back in all of this, my friends, Final Days Report 416, we just deep dive the Scofield Bible occult roots. And it just reminds me, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Going back to Ursula with the Talmud. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. So let's summarize. $1 trillion budget. The optics is Netanyahu has so much dirt and is controlling Trump. Check out that podcast that we did. Trump's censoring the net. When will this be you, especially when Noahide laws get implemented, especially when they ban the Bible because it's anti-love. It's anti-Sodom and Gomorrah behavior. It's anti-Semitic. That's their playbook. You can see it, my friends. And people are getting numb. They're getting numb to it. And then war with China, war with Iran, drafting your daughters. Wild time to be alive, my friends. Have a blessed day. I'm at peace because I know the good book is true. Be blessed. We'll be right back.